I just feel like my body is broken. It just doesn't work properly in sex. I've heard this so often from women in my work. Over the years, a woman can't get into sex, can't get turned on, doesn't feel a lot of pleasure, can't orgasm. It seems like all other women are having great sex, but something is wrong with your body. It's broken. It doesn't work. And it is so sad. First of all, because there are so many women who feel like this. You are not alone by far. Like, what does that tell you? And secondly, because from what I've seen in my work, many of those women, there is nothing wrong with them. They probably have really wonderful, sensitive, orgasmic bodies capable of feeling all the good things in sex. But when they have sex, they feel totally broken, like their body doesn't work. So how does that happen? I'm just going to share with you what I've seen in my work. The two main things that make women feel this way, maybe it will be useful for you, yeah? The first of the two things that I've seen a lot of. Imagine you buy a bicycle, but everybody tells you that to ride it, you need to pedal backwards. You try it, what are you gonna say? The bike is broken, and that's your body. So I've seen so many women in my consultancy, on my online courses, coming in with problems. It makes me feel broken, like my body doesn't work. So I find out what they actually do in sex specifically. And often I'm like, sure, we would expect your body not to work. That's not how it works. In our culture, sex is typically done in a way that just doesn't work well for a woman's body. Not everybody, of course, you know, plenty of people do it well as well. But typically, you are taught a model of sex that just wouldn't work for a woman's body. For some women, it works kind of somewhat a bit limited. For others, not at all. It's just how much this happens. It's not just epidemic. It is standard. You know, it's the norm, essentially. And it might sound obvious to you. Well, if something doesn't work for you in sex, you're just not doing it right, yeah? But no, women don't think that. That's the issue. That's why you feel broken. They think this is normal to have sex this way. It should work this way. They expect it to work. They usually think it works for all other women. So when it doesn't work, they don't think my body's fine, this is just a bad practice. They think something is wrong with my body. It happens within so many parts of sex as well. The whole process of sex, the stages, how the woman's body is touched, how she is aroused, how the clitoris is stimulated, the vagina, how the penetration is done, how she's expected to orgasm. You'll be surprised, but most of it is typically done in a way that just wouldn't work well for a woman's body. And why don't women think, well, it's just a bad practice? Because often they just don't have another reference. How things should be done in sex, you know, never learned, never experienced it. You know, let me ask you, a woman, how did your sex life start? Your first time, the man just did what he did and you just went along with it, right? Then it happened again and again until this became normal sex for you, right? And since then, you accept the model of sex that men have decided for you and you are just trying to fit into it. And why are the majority of people practicing, you know, a model of sex that is so off target for women? Well, you know, nothing surprising. Sex is delicate. You know, it takes knowledge of the sexual body, the sexual psyche, but people believe they are born with that delicate knowledge. Literally, I'm not joking. But worse, people get a lot of bad input. Porn, low quality sex tips, you know, bullshitting influences, myths. So very rarely people learn a complete good practice from a quality source. So typically, people literally will just start with something random in sex, but from then on, they will have an expectation that this is how sex works, like it's an obvious truth. And when it doesn't work, you think something's wrong with you. And it feels like you are the only one, right? Feels like all the other women, they are swinging from the chandeliers. It's a classic mind trick that makes you feel broken. So all of you are sitting alone, reading, watching some manufactured content about how, you know, all other women are having amazing sex, and you feel like you're the only one who is broken, and you don't realize your neighbor feels the same, your colleague, your doctor does, because people don't talk about these things, not, you know, in any real way. So how many of you are really there? So I'm sorry, I can only tell you what I've seen. Over the years, I've had so many cases in consultancy or on my online courses. A woman has always felt dysfunctional, broken, and it turns out that she has a perfectly wonderful body. Responsive, sensitive, pleasurable, orgasmic body. It was all there. She literally never knew that her body had it. Relieved, you know, a classic thing that I hear is, you know, it's just nice to know that I'm not broken. And she was always like this. I didn't change the body. We simply showed the correct way to access it. Among the women I worked with who came with this problem, feeling completely broken, such a high percentage were actually, you know, totally fine. You know, this really alerts me. you know, the scale of it. Some of those women would be, I would say, in the top 10% of the most sexually vibrant, orgasmic women, but initially they felt completely broken. You know, it's crazy. And before we go on to the second problem that makes women feel broken, a different one, but also a major one, on this question of self-education, apart from the obvious, you know, problem that there aren't just many good quality sources online, there's a lot of, you know, not trustworthy information, etc. There are a couple of beliefs that women hold, and men, that keep women stuck in this problem. The first one is, please don't misunderstand this, but women can feel very protective of, you know, I know my experience, I know how sex works for me. And they assume that the only problem is how to communicate it to a man, right? And this is how I often see women really limiting possibilities for themselves by being too sure that you already know what works for you. You know, if every client I worked with felt that, then I'd have no possibility to help them discover what they eventually discovered. Women, like men, might also have unrealistic expectations about their body, not really have experience of how the body works in the best way, not know some better approaches, not be aware of what else is possible. So, you know what you feel, but it's best to keep like an open mind of what might be that you don't know. And the other thing is, you know, some people think that it's impossible to learn what works well for women in sex because every woman is different. That's not really how it works. Then you would have completely no possibility to develop, only to an extent. Of course, individual differences exist for women and you always adapt to them, but you know, female sexuality is not this random, chaotic thing where every woman is a totally different species of alien. It's a core human system rooted in the way the woman's body works, sexual physiology, sexual psychology, sexual nervous system. There are actually a lot of very consistent principles, core processes, important patterns, best practices that work very well for most women, you know, whole sciences and professions dedicated to that. On top of that, yes, you add variation, you know, options, degrees, it's all a part of that. And you learn that too, but you absolutely can educate yourself on the best sexual practices that generally tend to work well for women. You can do that research on your own in various places and then make practices out of it. I will make it obvious here that I also have my solution because it was created for this to help you. My holistic sex course, where I've put everything from my, you know, 20 plus years of work. So everything that I've tested out, what works best for women, how to adapt it to you. The course is for women and men. If you wanted a one-stop, you know, done for you solution, but on the whole, if you learn in a variety of places, you can definitely educate yourself on how female sexuality works. That will help you to explain to you why things before didn't work, so you don't feel broken. And then the second major reason that women often feel broken is you might have a totally wonderful, functional sexual body, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but you might be blocking it fully with your mind during sex. A lot of women, they can't get out of their head during sex, but you underestimate what that means. You know, it's not just annoying. You might think I should still feel, you know, things in my body if I'm stimulated, right? Look, all sex happens in your nervous system, yeah, not in the meat. So your mental noise essentially clogs up your nervous system. And for some women, that means that your body just can't feel much or anything, whatever you do, because, you know, the cables are jammed. And that will feel like your body is just not working, it's not online. And this is such a big and common problem. It's a very common reason why women mistake their body for being dysfunctional, not working, broken, yeah? So it follows that really the most important sexual skill for women is to get out of the head, come into their body, feel their sensation, feel their body, because it really changes everything across the board in sex. You know, your arousal, your pleasure, orgasms, and it's absolutely a sexual skill. There is a method, you do it intentionally, you practice, you get better at it. But who teaches you this as the most important sexual skill? You're hoping that somebody is going to kick you out of your head. You are trying, you know, to escalate into some intensity that's going to, you know, not let you get into your head and all these things. And all your meditations and baths and candles and massages, that just won't help because, you know, you've tried it. What happens? When sex starts, you're back in your head, right? Because getting out of your head needs to be, you know, integral to sex. It needs to be a sexual technique that you're using during sex to enjoy sex. So a lot of the time, your body is not working because you're not applying your most important sexual technique. And this is backed by a lot of, you know, recent science into mindfulness in sex, you know, how you know, that it really does work like this. But I have seen a lot of solid evidence in my work with women because, you know, getting out of your head, going into your body has always been, you know, a major part of my method because I've always seen how crucial it is. I've taught many women, including those who thought they were never going to be able to do it, yeah? And I've seen many cases where they felt their body was dysfunctional, it doesn't work. And when they do this, it turns out that it can actually feel a lot. Everything was there, you were just missing the connection, yeah? But, you know, these two solutions, they have to go together. The sexual practice needs to be correct for the woman's body, logically, because, you know, if things are not done well in sex, how the woman's body needs it, then you can be in your body all you want and it's just not going to feel good, right? So you always do both things at the same time. They are two sides of the same problem. You learn how to do things right for your body and you learn how to feel it in your body. So please, before you decide that your body doesn't work, the most likely probability, at least from my experience, from what I've seen, your first assumption should always be that it is the practice that is failing, not that your body is broken. So ultimately, of course, you know, the only solution for women is self-education. You can't be relying on a man. Your man will need communication from you. And a sex tip is not going to take you there. You need to understand the whole practice of sex for yourself. You know, every part of it is important. As for men, don't worry that men are used to something different. You know, normally it's just ignorance. Often a good partner will want to know how to change things, but you know, he doesn't know how. He needs you to know how to change things. So I wish you good luck. Don't feel broken.